This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Three U.S. constitutional scholars told the U.S. Congress Wednesday that President Donald Trump committed impeachable offenses by pushing Ukraine to open investigations to benefit him politically. The AP's Sagar Magani reports.
At the Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing, Stanford's Pamela Karlan was among three legal experts arguing the president committed impeachable offenses with actions toward Ukraine, saying drawing a foreign government into American elections is an especially serious abuse of power.
Because it undermines democracy itself.
On the other side, George Washington University's Jonathan Turley argues Democrats have not proven any impeachable offenses and warned them against moving too fast to oust a duly elected president without a better case.
You're going to leave half the country behind.
But panel chair Gerald Nadler says with the election approaching, Democrats must hold the president in check if the facts demand it.
President Trump will almost certainly try again.
The probe remains a partisan brawl, what ranking member Doug Collins calls a sham.
This is not an impeachment. This is just a simple railroad job.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. officials say an American warship seized a significant cache of what is thought to be Iranian missile parts headed to insurgents in Yemen. Authorities say Navy and Coast Guard members boarded a small boat in the Northern Arabian Sea last Wednesday and seized the weapons. The components have been linked to Iran. Washington has long accused Iran of smuggling arms to Houthi rebels who have been fighting the government in Yemen for 4 years. The weapons are now being stored on the U.S. warship. For details on more news, please join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.